and Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910, those are the talk lines if you'd like to get something in on this second hour. And Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. By now, you've probably heard the audio of Mini Mike, Michael Bloomberg, when he was mayor, talking about stop and frisk and some very racially charged comments. Poll question today, do you think that that's going to hurt his run for president? I think there are so many other things that will hurt his run for president. Not only the fact that he's buying his way into the debate stage, costing him extra for that box that he wants to stand on, but also the fact that when he was mayor, remember how he was banning things like big soft drinks and salt and, oh, trans fats? Really? This is the type of person that people actually see as being a good president? Please. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Melissa Clement this morning, my guest from Nevada Right to Life. Melissa, thank you so much for joining me today. There's Melissa. Hi, Melissa. Thanks for joining me today.
Okay. How are you doing today, Monica?
I am doing fabulous, and I cannot keep track of your schedule. You do so much, and going to Washington, D.C., and you were actually there for the big march.
Yes, I was, and it was absolutely amazing. There's nothing like being in a crowd of 600,000 pro-life, happy, young people. And that's what I was. That 600,000 plus our president.
I was going to say, I think there was an older gentleman there, wasn't there?
Yeah, but, you know, he may be older, but I think he's got more energy than that entire crowd combined. It was amazing to see.
It really is just amazing to see young people's voices being heard as well. Because,
oh, absolutely.
You know, I think that Planned Parenthood gears toward that younger generation, that this is a viable option for you as a means of birth control. And especially when you're not being given all of the information. What was it like speaking with those kids?
Well, I mean, you know, talk about getting a shot in the arm of hope and, you know, knowing that our world is going to be in good hands. You know, a majority of millennials, a majority of Generation Zoom, they're pro-life because they see those ultrasounds of their younger brothers and sisters growing up, and they know the humanity of life. Unlike, you know, people our age, when I was growing up, when you were growing up, we all thought that it was just a lifeless clump of cells. Well, these kids see it as a civil rights pursuit. This is the greatest civil rights challenge of their time, that people just like them, that are just a lot smaller and not fully developed, are being just disposed of. And so these kids are very joyful because they feel like they're going to change this. They're going to change this in their lifetimes, and I believe they will.
You know, it's funny that you bring up our generations because, yeah, the technology then was we got to hear a heartbeat. Now they have 3D pictures and you can make every single detail out, unlike the old black and white just sonograms that, you know, it's like, what is that?
Absolutely. I mean, I remember with our oldest child, we called him the magic bean because that's what he looked like, was just like a gray little bean on a piece of film. Then our youngest was it was three-dimensional, and I can look at him at almost 16, and he looks exactly like he did, just a lot younger in his ultrasound. So it's amazing to see what technology has turned it so that identifying the unborn as a viable and beautiful life is science, and thinking it's a disposable piece of tissue is more of a religion. So I think it's interesting how that has changed.
Seriously, where does the Nevada Right to Life? Where do you stand right now at moving forward? What are you working on?
Well, we've got a couple of really exciting pursuits that we're going for. You and I have talked a million times about how in the state of Nevada, a young girl as young as 8, 9, 10, 11, if she can get pregnant, she can walk into an abortion clinic and get a surgical or a chemical abortion without either parent ever knowing. And that has been the case for a lot of years, well, since 1985. And we have been trying to change this every legislative session. And this year we're going to take on a pretty huge project, and we're going to work to get that done. Finally, we're going to take it to the people and let them vote.
So it's actually going to be on the ballot?
Well, no. What we're going to do is a statutory initiative, which is a combination. So we're going to be looking for 98,000 signatures across the state of Nevada of registered voters who want to see this taken care of. And if we can get 98,000 by November 10th, then the legislature is required to take it up. And if they do not pass it the way we've asked them to do it, it automatically goes to a ballot the next election cycle. So 2020 is when we're going to get the signatures. 2021, if we can get elect enough good, solid legislators, we can maybe get it done. But if not, then in 2022, the people will finally have the opportunity to tell their enact this law.
You know, that's the frustrating thing about our system, because I just want to go straight to the people. I just want to get these things on the ballot, because you get legislative sessions and you get legislators in there that, right now we're under Democrat control in both sides. So it's very frustrating. And I hope that the recall process of Governor Sisolak helps the project as well.
Absolutely. I was talking to one of the leaders of that movement and telling him I will be seeing them at the same doors probably and in the same places. And the thing about our issue is that it is it's something with bipartisan appeal. Generally, parents and adults who care about children understand that a young girl shouldn't be making major life decisions, shouldn't be making major medical decisions, especially when she most likely doesn't even know what her blood type is, or if she's mm-hmm. allergic to anything. And if she's having this secret abortion for whatever reason, and it's not a matter of she doesn't have a good relationship with her parents. Quite honestly, at that age, if this had happened to me, I could very well see, even though I had a great relationship with my parents, thinking, I don't want to disappoint them. I don't want to worry them.
Exactly.
And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about kids who are trying to solve a problem that is beyond their ability to solve. And immediately when I bring this up to people, they'll say, oh, but what about those abusive parents? Well, so somebody who's got an abusive parent, we're just going to leave them in that abusive situation? That's not what this law will do. It will enable that child, if she doesn't have a parent she can talk to, she goes to a judge, and the judge gives her the go-ahead And here's the great part about that. That then there is an adult who cares about the safety of this child, who has eyes on the situation. And why is it that this 11-year-old is pregnant? You know, because otherwise, what we're doing currently is this 11-year-old girl is going in, getting an abortion, and getting sent back directly into the arms of her abuser, whether it's a sex trafficker, an abusive family member, or a next door neighbor, or a coach, or somebody else that is taking advantage of her youth and her innocence, and quite honestly, should be thrown in jail.
You know, Melissa, you hit on something there that angers me so much, and that is, I take it back to the proponents of the homeless. You know, leave these people alone, let them do what they want, let them sleep along the river, let them have their tents, whatnot. You know, you're supposed to be compassionate people. And how can somebody who is truly compassionate let somebody live in squalor that spreads disease and they could freeze outside overnight? You see what I mean, the comparison there? How can you say that you're doing what's best for this young woman? You know, well, what if they have an abusive relationship with their parents? It's like, well, what if it is an abusive relationship? Now you have the knowledge of that, and you can get them out of that home. You can get them the help that they need that maybe they were too afraid to speak up about, because maybe it is a family member who is doing the sexual abuse or even the sex trafficking.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And I think we are sacrificing our young girls on the altar of the politics of Planned Parenthood. And I just
that you are just
over.
You are so right there with me, Melissa, because I was just going to ask you, what does Planned Parenthood play in this role? Because we've seen them go, you know, to the state. They want more control of the sex education classes. They just want more control in the schools, and they want more control in the state. They want to be the state body who makes all these decisions.
Yeah, I think the parenthood in their name is they think they should be the parent of our kids. And quite honestly, I'm tired of it. And they are. They're in our schools. I think parents don't know the extent that Planned Parenthood controls the gears of government in on a state basis and on a local basis. And all you have to do is show up to a school board or a share committee meeting, and who's there? Well, Planned Parenthood is there running everything. You know, and imagine, if you will, Planned Parenthood has been the motivator behind the sex education program that Washoe County has been trying to ram down our kids' throat for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Now they're teaching our kids that it's all value free and there is no consequence to any kind of sexual activity, even the most degrading and perverse forms of sex that you and I wouldn't even think about. But they're presenting it to our middle school and high school girls, and then they're telling them exactly where they can get abortions, how much they are, and that they don't have to tell their parents.
And Melissa, we're adults and we're intelligent people, and we can see the path that so many people laugh about, that this is going to lead to the decriminalization, because they're decriminalizing everything out there. But this is going to lead in the long run to the decriminalization of pedophilia.
Absolutely.
And people say, no, that's, you know, that's going too far. And it's like, no, it's not.
And I think I've said this before to you that you know, in my church, any volunteer who deals with kids has to go through a pretty extensive child safety and recognition of pedophilia and all that kind of stuff, because our church has struggled with that. And
I think all churches have struggled with it.
Yeah, they really have. Every single warning sign that we are taught about as grooming behaviors, it is it is encapsulated in the sex education that is being given to our kids every year. And it starts, you know, that for 14-year-olds in high school, it's bad. But they're looking at middle school now, and it is much worse. And it is true grooming. It is true breaking down the barriers. And there isn't anything about, you know, if an adult does this to you, that is sex abuse. And with middle school, I mean, that's 11, 12, 13-year-old kids.
Yeah.
And this is what
we're just going to see it go younger as well.
Oh, absolutely. And you're right that it is a push towards normalizing the most abnormal and the most abhorrent actions a person can think of.
Yeah. And of course, they're just using name calling because it's also the normalization of drag queens with the story time. And, you know, as soon as you say something like that, or now the mayor of Sparks being called a homophobe, which is far from the truth. You're trying to protect kids, you know, let
That's
kids
exactly right.
be kids. Melissa, how can people help in your cause and the fight and get more information on Nevada Right to Life?
Well, thank you for asking. Please go to NevadaRightToLife.org, spell it all out, NevadaRightToLife.org. We've got our big fundraisers coming up March 12th. We would love to have, you know, fill the whole room and turn a few people away. At this point, our biggest need, sadly, and I know this is with everybody, is money, because to fight Planned Parenthood, it's like fighting, you know, Daddy Warbucks.
Well, you're fighting your taxpayer dollars.
Right, exactly. And so we need money because we are going to protect young girls, finally. I mean, this is,
right.
and it's going to take money because I guarantee that the predators and the pimps and the profiteers in terms of Planned Parenthood will fight us every step of the way. And so that's the biggest thing. But just go ahead and reach out on our website, send me a message. We're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for an opportunity to speak to organizations. And
I will, I got to cut you off, Melissa, but I will definitely
okay.
have you, I will have you back on before the fundraiser. So I appreciate your time again. Nevada Right to Life, spell it out, .org, and find out how you can make a difference in, well, a lot of people's lives. Melissa Clement, thank you so much for joining me. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. 884-9910 if you'd like to get something in the next half hour. We've got a Nevada Patriots meeting coming up tonight. So if you'd like to meet at the Spanish Springs Library, guess who's going to be out there? Barney Wadley is going to be there speaking, and he's going to be telling you all about the recall petition for Governor Sisolak. And Barney just joined us quickly. Barney, I've only got like a minute and a half here. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, we're going to have a great day tomorrow. I have left you some information at your studio in Reno. We have a ton of different locations throughout the entire Nevada. So keep a look on www.fightfornevada.com, and you will have all the information that you need to find somebody to sign the petition.
All right. So just go to Fight for Nevada, and that's F-O-R. Don't put the number in there. F-O-R, fightfornevada.com. And I'm pulling it up right now so I can verify. Look at that. Wow. And look at these reasons why we're recalling him. This is great.
Yes.
So where do you find the locations? Oh, petition signing, under petition signing?
Yes, ma'am.
Look at that. Look at that. I love it. Oh, man. And family businesses getting involved, too. Look at this. Empower Fitness, Simon Family Medical. It's not just gun stores. It's the community who understand, and the churches, Top Gun Car Wash, Dream Builder Spa. It's people understand what he is doing to this state. So, Barnley, to your entire crew, and I can't wait to have people join you tonight at Spanish Springs Library and hear you talk there. It's been a mission to get this far, but it's not going to stop. It actually all gets even more started tomorrow.
Yes, it is, and I invite everybody to the Spanish Springs Library tonight for the Nevada Patriots meeting. And I would enjoy meeting everybody.
All right. Thank you so much, Barney, for everything that you've done. And I will talk to you again real soon. Log on, fightfornevada.com. The sad part is some of these locations only have one or two locations. Contact people. Okay? Contact Lyon County, Esmeralda County, find more places. Lincoln, Story, you know, we need to add to these lists of where you can sign the recall petition of Governor Sisolak. So this is going to happen whether he likes it or not. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back with more of your calls and your comments, texts, emails. You guys are just running me ragged today, but that's a good thing. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
You need to speak more and louder and get just as aggressive about it as you can. We need it.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and it's talk. Whatever you want to talk about. 884-9910. I love to listen and, well, even debate you every once in a while. Let's go to the phone lines. Tim has been hanging on for a bit. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Monica. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Oh, a lot of stuff going on. I went to a Raw meeting this morning, and they're talking, that's the Reno Alliance to End Homelessness. They're talking about making that area that we've just discovered, where there's hundreds of tents, really densely populated all along the train tracks that flow out from Record Street, which is where our shelters are. It flows out down to underneath the Wells Overpass Bridge, and they're talking about making it a permanent campground. And the issue with permanent campgrounds is when they're permanent, the things that go along with that is crime, disease, rats. We saw a bunch of food dumped out when we were walking along there. Everything else that goes along with that, it's a skid row, essentially, that they want to create here in Reno. Another thing that we just did was we went up to Olympia, Washington, because they reached out to us because they're worried about their city being overtaken by this homeless stuff that's happening in Seattle. So they saw what we were doing and called us up there. And we went up there and talked to them about enforcement, giving resources to the people who are trying to do everything they can to get off the streets, but not to enforce the laws to keep the community safe from the ones who just want to live in their addiction and in that lifestyle.
Right.
While we were there, we saw a mitigation site. And a mitigation site is one of these fenced off areas that is like a permanent campground area for the homeless. And when we went in there, we got great footage, and we're going to cut it out and I'll send it to you of just that segment of the guy who was being completely honest. The guy who worked there, he said that it was meant to run one way, but they're not enforcing any of the rules and the laws, and it's become a complete nightmare. He said that if he were to run it, Paul asked him what would he do different if he were to run it. He said he would scrap the whole thing and start over. When we went in there, there was people with drug needles, just openly drug bags and drugs in needles. openly in their hands, just talking as if it were a cigarette. And they went into the porta potty to use it, came out and threw the needles into the trash can right in front of us in the open. The whole thing is just overrun with filth. Nobody cleans up. It was a ton of garbage all over the place. And that's what Reno's looking at if they're going to want to replicate what these other cities are doing. It's not a good idea.
Once again,
so.
Tim, it's once again, it follows back to the same thing. It's no enforcement.
Yeah. That's what we need. I mean, that's exactly what we need. You separate out the ones who are criminals from the ones who are willing or would be willing to do something. And really, it's our responsibility to enforce these laws to keep them safe from themselves and to motivate them to want to do something with the wonderful resources we have available.
Yeah.
They're abusing the system. They're walking all over everybody and just saying, well, I'm homeless. You're not compassionate if you don't let me do whatever I want. And it's gonna ruin us if we don't get a handle on it.
You got to be involved. Unless you want to see Reno like San Francisco, because I mentioned this on the air the other day and people have been challenging me on it. And I have a gentleman who listens to the scanner. And I guess there was a situation where the RPD cleaned out a smaller homeless encampment and was pretty close to Sparks. So they went to Sparks and set up in an apartment complex area, a little out of the way. Well, Sparks came through immediately, pushed them out, enforced their laws right back into Reno. Because Reno doesn't enforce the laws. They just move people around.
Right. Yeah, and we heard that that whole thing with the drive-in movie theater right there. It's right on the borderline of Sparks and Reno. Paradise Park is Reno Park, and the drive-in movie theater there on El Rancho is a Sparks property. So they had a bunch of tents on that property, and they went down there and forced them right out, and they went right across the street into Paradise Park. And because they knew they pushed them right over. RPD, Reno Police Department, should have been down there as well saying, no, it's not legal for you to stay here either. But they didn't. But we did get some good news from concerned citizens who live in that area, speaking out, posting stuff, making the calls, taking the time to make sure their neighborhood's safe, had been monitoring that situation and calling on it. And they actually said that Paradise Park is clean now, cleaned out of tents.
Well,
so
for now,
right.
This isn't something that's going to go away. It's just moving around. So if you want your area cleaned up, cleaned out, guess what? You got to speak up. You've got to say something about it to law enforcement, to the members of CHAB, to the members, the elected representatives of Reno City Council, of Washoe County. You can't just sit back and let Quality of Life Reno do it or Stronghold Institute it. You have to get out there and get your voice heard. Quality of Life Reno is at QOL-Reno.org. Tim, I can't thank you enough for you and the team of what you're doing and even help sharing the information between different states.
Right. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Monica. We appreciate it. And one of the things we're going to be pushing for is a legal sleep area where people can sleep between certain hours and every morning they have to pick up and clean up their area. And keep it in an orderly fashion. Once they get up in the morning and clean all their stuff up, that's going to cut down on the amount of stuff that they accumulate. It's also going to give them the opportunity to, every morning bright and early, go out, look for a job, get your services, whatever's needed is available. And I want everyone to know that everything's available that they would need and to go get connected with those services, because you can't just camp permanently in Reno. So that's something we're wanting, and that's something we're hoping people will come alongside us for, so we don't create another skid row.
All right. Tim McGivney, thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Monica. Good to talk to you. We'll keep you up on everything else that's going on.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, you always have a voice. You always have an outlet here. So I received this text. I don't know if you were watching the news this morning or if you picked up on anything last night, but the city manager for the city of Reno has resigned. Now, she's giving a long resignation. It's not going to take effect until July. She wants to be helpful and help in the transition and get somebody else in there and then move with her family back to Las Vegas. Las Vegas. Why? Just seriously? Maybe that should be a criteria that we don't hire anybody from Las Vegas. Does anybody else have a problem with this? So I got this text this morning. It's a perfect opportunity to hire a tough, experienced manager who does not need the job. That way, he or she would make the council rein in their spending, eliminate the slush fund, get a handle on the homeless situation, increase the police force, and stop giving away property to their friends and supporters. This could be really good news if they pick the right replacement. Yeah, it could be really great news if the city picks the right replacement. Or will it be a sham like when the vacant Reno City Council at large seat became available and, a few hundred people applied for the position, but it was given to the person who they already had in mind that they were going to give it to, Devin Reese, who is now going to be running for that seat. Is that somebody that you really want in office? Just a thought, because things haven't been changing. Things aren't getting better. And you ask yourself, why do we pay for certain things when we should be hiring more police? I had a former law enforcement member of law enforcement come up to me when I was at one of the local meetings. I think it was at the Nevada Patriots meeting, actually. Said, you would be surprised, shocked, and a little PO'd at how many officers are actually out there on the streets at any given time. It barely made it into double digits. That's why, remember in the good old days, I hate to go back, I feel like a dream sequence here, but remember in the good old days when you just see patrol cars going around the neighborhoods, just cruising, making sure everything was okay? No, now it's a wait and see. And that is, if something is happening to you, we'll wait and see if anybody's able to show up. It doesn't have to be that way, but it only changes with your voice. We'll be back with your voice right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. Go through and answer today's poll question. Loving this. Do you think that Michael Bloomberg's racial comments will affect his run for the presidency? Maybe. Maybe not. We all know how people are. People like to push things, but at least in the difference between Michael Bloomberg, he's on tape saying something. People try to make President Trump out to be a racist, yet there's no proof of that. It's just them saying it. No proof. They do have him on tape saying some stuff, but that's more sexual, and I don't care about that. So Yesterday's poll question, should students be required to use data gathering digital apps in school? 4% said yes, 96% of those participating got it, and no. Log on to Facebook, Protect Nevada Children on Facebook, and find out more how we can protect the kids. I mean, it could take up to, they said, 13 to 14 months to get rid of an app that is being, not accused, but associated with a kid here in Northern Nevada committing suicide. Because it actually says the app is a test. Should I commit suicide? Seriously, this is what we're allowing for our children? And do parents, do they even know? Something else that I would like you to take a look at. Yesterday we were talking about it. If you go to 991fmtalk.com, that is not only where you can answer today's poll question, but you can hear the interviews we've done today on the podcasts. And if you click on the schedule, click weekdays, you see everybody's picture there. You click on mine, click on Monica J right there. About a little bit down, there is the link that you can go to for the survey on SurveyMonkey for the Washoe County School District. It is so important for you to do this. Well, if you're in the Washoe County School District. Just saying. Sometimes we need those, you know, those restrictions actually put out there. If you are in the Washoe County School District, you only have until tomorrow to do this survey. So you need to do it. Also, one more bit of house cleaning before we get to Marty, who's on the line at 884-9910. One more piece of housekeeping, and that is the Washoe County Republican Assembly is going to be having their Lincoln Day dinner tomorrow, and it is with retired Sheriff Richard Mack as the featured speaker. If the name sounds familiar, it is because he is most famous for having the Brady Bill declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. So, that's going to be absolutely awesome. Participate. However you want to do it, on Facebook, on social media, going to one of the Lincoln Day dinners. We got them all backed up in a row here. Carson City is Saturday night at Casino Fandango. Douglas County is Sunday night. Carson Valley Inn. Find out more on their websites. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Marty this morning. Marty, what do you mean, what happened to all the chemtrails out there?
Well, we had heard a long time ago that Trump was going to do something about chemtrails. And we do know the difference between chemtrails and vapor. Just vapor. Anyway, so the last couple of weeks here in Gardnerville-Minden area, the sky has been clear as a bell. So I was wondering if you know anything.
I have not heard anything about that, but come to think about it, I haven't really seen any chemtrails either.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I've got my laptop right here. I'll start searching and see if we can find anything. But okay. Thank you for calling and pointing that out. It is nice to see blue sky here in Northern Nevada, but it would be even nicer to maybe have a little bit of snow. I know we've talked about the reservoirs are full. We're good when it comes to this summer. We're not going to be, you know, skimping on watering our lawns. But you have to remember, we have ski resorts. People come here for the skiing because it is absolutely fabulous. We need more snow. We want to go out and have some fun. Get cold, bone chilled, all the way down to our fingers and toes because we love this area and it is so beautiful. But we do need a little bit more snow. So be safe in whatever you're doing today. Be open-minded. Most importantly, be kind. We're seeing how the other side reacts to everything that the president does, to everything we do as supporters. Thank goodness nobody was hurt when that crazed lunatic of a liberal drove his vehicle while he was recording it through a voter registration booth that happened to be Republican and happened to have swag out for President Trump. It's a day and age where, unfortunately, I have to say, watch your back. And just wait until what we do tomorrow. Join me at 10 o'clock as I broadcast live from the Secretary of State's office for very good reason. It's 92.3 and 99.1.